Hey everyone, this is a preview of our Patreon-exclusive March actual play. This month, Abby and Elliot are going head-to-head in a game of I Have the High Ground by Jess Levine. I Have the High Ground is a collaborative two-player dueling game of banter, posturing, and capes. Yes, it is exactly as cool as it sounds, and if you want to check it out for yourself, members of our Patreon will also be receiving an exclusive discount code to grab your own copy of I Have the High Ground. To hear the full episode, go to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod or follow the link in our show notes below. But for now, enjoy this preview of I Have the High Ground.
Hello and welcome to the Dice Pool!
Splash!
Today, it is just me, Elliot Davis, and my friend, Abby Hepworth.
Me!
We kicked those losers, Shenouk and Brian, to the curb. Well, they got to do their own thing last month, you know?
A hot minute after their steamy StarCraft session.
Wow. So we figured, you know, in response to their, you know, very sexy, very fun, very cute little story,
we would play a cute story of our own.
Yeah. And we would fucking duel with our words.
Yeah.
We are playing today I Have the High Ground by Jess Levine.
Yahoo!
A collaborative two-player dueling game of banter, posturing, and capes.
I love capes. I love a good cape.
No capes.
No capes. Edna Mod would not approve.
In this game, it's all capes all the time.
All capes.
So, yeah. We're going to talk a little bit through the rules because this is our first time playing this game. We're going to build some characters together. And then the niceties are over, and we're going to kick each other's ass with words.
Yeah.
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 You feel good?
I feel great. I feel sassy.
Fun fact about Abby Hepworth, known fencer.
I fenced in the past. For 13 years of my life.
Yeah, and there's a lot of fencing language in this game.
Which is a large part of why I picked it, because I was so tickled with the fencing references. And hats off to Jess. You absolutely know the world of fencing.
So, they know their shit.
They know your shit.
Joke's on you, because I played a lot of Rock, Paper, Scissors World Championship in college, so...
Damn! I never got to the World Championship level!
You ever done that, though, where you're in a room full of people? It's great. This is a great icebreaker activity for a room full of people. You can all have this for free. So everybody pairs off and they play rock, paper, scissors. Uh-huh. When you lose rock, paper, scissors to that person, you become part of their fan club and follow them around and cheer them on in other games until one person has gained half the room of people and one person has gained the other half being cheered on for a final
bracket.
Game.
That is amazing. We did a version of this at a company offsite once where we did a huge company-wide rock, paper, scissors. And yes, the person I lost to, I was like, you better win the whole thing. I don't lose to losers.
I don't lose to losers is a great line. Save that for the game. So we're supposed to read certain sections of the game aloud.
It actually explicitly tells us that if it is your first time playing, that there are sections of the rulebook that you should read aloud while you are doing them so that you can learn and make it easier. And we love learning.
So it says we should read the turn win bits when they first come up, which will come up when we start playing. Also the resolution bits. And then we're going to turn to page 3 and read the rules summary together.
Excellent. Should we tell the people what materials they need or nah?
Oh, you want materials to play this game? Why don't you tell the people?
Oh, people, do you know what you're going to need for this? You're going to need 2 6-sided die. Dice. Hello. Die. And then you're going to need 9 I Have the High Ground tokens. And that's total between you and your friend. So you're going to have 2 each of thrust, parry, feint, and penalty, and 1 priority token. If you're playing virtually, then you just need chatbot or
what we're doing, which is holding up pieces of paper in front of the camera.
Yar. We will still tell you what they say, though.
If you're good.
If you're good. As an audio medium. We're going to have you guess based on what happens next.
Oh, based on the narrative. Wow.
Yeah, that's the advanced section.
So, you want to read this rule summary? I can start and then we can go back and forth?
Yar.
All right. I Have the High Ground is a short, collaborative game for two players that tells the story of the duel of posture and wit that occurs between two people before the battle itself begins. Your game is not an action-packed fight to the death, but a portrayal of the smoldering tension between two individuals about to risk their pride, their reputation, or even their lives.
Dun, dun.
An important part of the game is priority. Priority acts as a tiebreaker. If both players choose the same standard move, the player with priority wins. Priority is exchanged back and forth each turn. The player with the best score on the cape rubric on page 9 can choose to begin play with priority, or they can pick their first advantage. And if you go with advantage, your opponent will get priority.
I think for priority, I'm going to have a sheet that has it written on it, and I'm just going to flip it over when I don't have it.
Oh my God, Elliot. That's what I was gonna do.
Oh my God, we're so smart.
We're so smart.
You're like so smart.
But you're so smart.
Oh my God, you're so smart.
But you're so smart.
Oh my God, stop.
Don't stop.
Anyway, this game takes place over a number of turns. Each turn, players select one of the three standard moves, thrust, feint, or parry, or once per game, they may select a penalty move. The winner scores a point and consults pages 17 to 19 for an explanation of how their victory affects narration. Of course, with thrust, feint, and parry, thrust beats feint beats parry beats thrust, and then penalty moves are a special act of severe disrespect that you can make once per game, and you roll 2d6 to see if you succeed on a penalty move.
All right, so... after each round, you will score a point if you are the winner, and at some point, will draw your weapon. On the turn that you reach 8 points, your opponent must draw their weapon if they have not already done so. The consequences of drawing a weapon are purely narrative, but should be very tense and dramatic. My pearls. I must clutch them.
So, the resolution is the end of the game. When somebody reaches 9 points, we'll enter the resolution, and your opponent loses their patience. They strike the first blow, ending the game and beginning the battle which follows. The winner retains the right to block, parry, or dodge that blow.
Yeah.
So, winning in this game means that you piss the other person off so much that they... move to violence.
Yes. You're goading them so much. You are so witty, so sassy.
So sassy.
So savage that they're like, I simply must strike you.
Yeah. And then what happens after that? We decide together as a sort of big dramatic ending.
Yeah.
Safety. What? No.
Your favorite topic.
I love safety. Before beginning the game, it's recommended that we discuss any topics that should be handled with care or avoided altogether. In particular, some options in I Have the High Ground character creation lend themselves naturally towards flirting and romance, and it is often worth discussing whether that is a theme you are comfortable exploring together in your game.
Is there any lines, veils, things you don't want? Like, I, for one, would like it if you did not physically attack my kneecaps.
No kneecaps. Right. Nothing major. I think it's kind of old hat if we do flirtatious after Chinook and Brian do. I think we need to.
Yeah.
I almost want to be just like real fucking enemies.
I was going to say I want to one up them by showing them what real savagery looks like.
Yeah. All's fair in war.
And only. War.
War and war.
My favorite.
Yeah,
thing.
I don't think anything major.
Cool. Also, as it comes up, we can. Be like, ooh, that ooh, hit too maybe. Close to home.
I didn't like that particularly. Yeah, I guess I don't really want to do, like, particularly don't want to do, like, ex-romantic things.
No.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that. That sounds good. Yeah, I think that for us today, the vibes feel more cinematic,
yeah,
old school drama of, you know, two knights. Did you ever watch the movie The Duelists with Harvey Keitel and the other person who's in that movie? It is great. Basically,
I thought you were going to say A Knight's Tale.
No. It is a movie that is all about two guys and their like 40-year rivalry with each other. But because of the like both actual laws of, I think they're in the French military. Mm. I haven't watched it in a long time. Because of the rules of the actual military and just like the social rules of the day, they keep dueling and it keeps not ending in like a death, and they have to just, it goes on forever and ever and ever, and it's so good, and I highly recommend.
I like it.
Yeah, that's the vibes.
I like it.
We're both 80-year-old men who have hated each other for 60 years.
Honestly, we both do like doing old people voices.
We do like doing old people. Yes. You slag.
We're actually
going to
go
watch.
Lowest stake, and it's two old folks in a retirement home dueling over like the last bagel or something.
The last brownie. They let us have sweets once a month, and you will not take this brownie from me. This might be what we do.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. So that actually brings us to, we need to start getting into
our
building
character creation.
The setting. Yeah, the background and then our characters. So first we need to pick. So here's my pitch. Uh-huh. I have a pitch. I like the old people pitch.
I'm
very down for that. Mm-hmm. I have also a pitch of, because we were doing French accents before we started recording.
This game just feels very French.
Of course. Mm. Of two French rats in the Parisian sewers. That are anthropomorphized and maybe French Revolution. I don't know. Some year in France. That's interesting.
A lot of French history is both revolution and interesting.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Let's do French rats.
French rats?
I was going to say we could be French rats arguing over who gets to ratatouille the chef. that might be too specific. I won't secret it.
I won't secret
it. My bolognese puts yours to shame.
Okay, I like two chef rats.
Two chef rats.
Two chef rats. Okay. Here's a pitch.
Okay.
It is post Ratatouille.
In a post Ratatouille world.
In a post Ratatouille world where rats are now allowed to be chefs.
It's a widely accepted.
There's one opening at Remy's restaurant, and we are two chefs who both want.
Who are competing?
Both want that.
We both want it. Yeah,
we both want it.
Okay, I dig it.
Yeah,
yeah. This is very
open
fun.
to other thoughts. Also,
no. This is the thought. This is the only thought.
Okay, great.
One thought.
First thought, best thought. Well, first thought was old people duel, but
no. But first thought was actually thought. French.
First thought
was
actually
just
French.
Not on my.
If there are any French listeners, I apologize in advance.
Oui.
And that's all for this preview of this Patreon-exclusive actual play. If you like what you heard, head on over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and become a member of the Dice Pool to get the rest of this episode, a discount code for your very own copy of I Have the High Ground, and over 30 more hours of bonus content, including bonus actual plays and cast talkbacks. We'll see you there. The 80s are over, and you're not kids anymore. Now is a much darker time. Something happened to you, and you got touched by the weird, and it made you wild, and it made you powerful. This is the world of The Lost Bay, a suburban gothic RPG. A fever dream set in 1990X and inspired in equal parts by dark fantasy, horror classics, and the 90s indie culture. After years of development, and thanks to the feedback and support of a community of early enthusiasts, The Lost Bay is coming to Kickstarter. Featuring a full rulebook and complete setting designed by Eco, kick-ass art by Evangeline Gallagher, killer maps by Strega Wolf Vandenberg, and six additional modules by some of the coolest designers in the indie scene. So go right now to thelostbayrpg.com to back this project. That's thelostbayrpg.com. The Gardens of Yin is now funding on Kickstarter. The Gardens of Yin is a randomized depth crawl adventure set in an ever-shifting, extra-dimensional garden. The deeper you head into the gardens, the more perilous and unusual the locations become, ending in whatever secrets lie in the garden's deepest depths. Each route of your expedition is generated as it's explored, resulting in new vistas being unlocked with every visit. This campaign will remaster Gardens of Yin by Emmy Allen, with new art by Riot Bones and an offset print run by Soul Muppet Publishing. Gardens of Yin is made for old-school systems, but can be easily converted for use in other TTRPGs. To support this project, search Gardens of Yin on Kickstarter. That's Gardens of Yin, spelled Y-N-N, on Kickstarter. Have you ever had a boring boss battle in a role-playing game? Ever struggled your way to the climax of a dungeon only to spend 3 hours taking turns rolling to hit? Ever wished there was a way to have exciting fights where your tactics matter without getting bogged down in minutia and maths? Of course you have. And the good folks at Rowan, Rook & Deckard, creators of Spire, Heart, and many other fine role-playing games, are doing boss battles justice with Hollows. Hollows uses a lock-on combat grid focused around the boss monster instead of the location. So it's always the center of attention, and your position always matters. With rules inspired by Bloodborne and Monster Hunter, and a setting inspired by Silent Hill and Jacob's Ladder, Hollows is a unique new game from award-winning designers Grant Howitt and Christopher Taylor. You can learn more and download the free quickstart adventure, The Sins of Grisham Priory, by visiting rrdgames.com/hollows.